I want to welcome everyone to our Sunday morning service. A nice, cool January morning. It's nice to be in the house of the Lord and glad to see everyone here this morning. I trust everyone has come here with the desire to know more about God's Word and to live it and to realize anew how special a people we are. You stop to think of Jesus. Jesus told the disciples, "You didn't choose me, but I have chosen you." And that's my thought here for devotion this morning, to appreciate anew the fact that you and I have been chosen, chosen of God, our Father. Not because of our name, not because of our collar or social status or any other reason that I can think of other than that God in his love has chosen us. So we look around the world and see so much suffering and false religion and so forth, it just makes me appreciate anew again the Christian heritage that is ours, and what are we doing with it? You know, how good a steward are we being of the truth of God's word? God has chosen us. As a boy growing up, I remember, you know, going to the one-room schoolhouse and recess, we'd pick up teams and we'd choose, and of course, whoever's doing the choosing always tried to choose best players, but it was always nice to know that someone appreciated your gifts, whatever they were, and we were chosen. So as we come here this morning, I'm not sure if we're depressed, discouraged. We're suffering some poor health. I know there's a lot missing this morning. Or whatever our status in life is, I trust that we might be renewed in our spirit as we reflect on the goodness of God and the fact that we are chosen. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. What is truth? You know, our world is still struggling to find that answer, it seems. What is truth? It's being rejected in many areas and many levels. And as we think of the celebration of life today, our parents loved us, at least my parents, I'm speaking for my parents, the love that they showed and the commitment providing for us and so forth, and I was always welcomed at home. My mother was a good cook, and my father, they both were good providers, and I appreciate them very much. And I trust that we might be doing that today. Our lives might be a blessing to others. We're chosen, but there's purpose, there's reason behind it. Not to be selfish. The truths of God's word have not been given to us to sit on and hide or think we have a monopoly on them, but rather they're to be shared and used as an inspiration to others. We are a chosen generation. Do you feel special this morning? I trust if you didn't when you came that you will when you leave, because we truly are a special people. A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people, that we should show forth the praises of him who hath called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. I trust that we might be a marvelous light to our generation, that we might serve them well. So I was thinking about John this morning, John 14, where Jesus talks about, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have bothered to mention it to you. But, you know, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again." Again, we ought to feel special. Jesus is going to prepare a place for us. As we study and continue our study this morning in Revelations, there's a lot we don't comprehend. I don't comprehend, and the teachers we've had have been doing a good job, but we're left with a lot of questions because John is trying to describe for us, you know, the vision he had. You know, he says, "I heard and I saw," and so forth, and then he was really lacking for words, and I'm sure I would have been too, but there's a blessing for us as we read Revelations. That's mentioned there, you know, there's a blessing. And even though we are left with many questions, I trust we might still find inspiration, even though we don't fully comprehend it. We know the one we serve, and I just appreciate Revelations 1 there, where Jesus says, "I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of hell." We serve a sovereign Savior and Lord, and I trust that that will truly be an inspiration to us. Let us bow our heads for prayer. God, our Father, this morning, we too have a desire like Philip did in Jesus' response there in John 14. We would like to see you. As Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Through the eye of faith and through the scriptures this morning, we do see you, though, in a measure. In Jesus, we see your hand, a hand of love, as he reached out and healed and was compassionate to people that faced difficult challenges and illness and suffering. We see your hand, dear God. We see your heart in Jesus. And we thank you, Father, this morning that through the eye of faith, we do see a home, too, a home that Jesus is going to prepare. I trust this morning, Lord, that there's any here this morning who are not prepared for Jesus coming again. If there's any here who are not, who have not confessed their sins and have not believed in Jesus as the only way, the only truth, the only life, I trust they might make that choice this morning. That when Jesus comes again, we all might be found faithful. We might be found waiting and looking for the return of our bridegroom. Keep us all faithful, Lord. Save us all to that end, that we might, as a family, a church family, be gathered together someday to give you a more perfect praise. May you be blessed with our singing and our praise and our thoughts this morning, our meditation. Bless each teacher, Lord, as they stand before their classes. Through the power of your Spirit, Lord, reveal more of you and of your truths to us. Provide healing, Lord, where there's need for healing. Provide comfort and encouragement to all of us. As we were faced, Lord, with the thought of foolishness this week of the young people who died in the foolishness, God, may you inspire each one of us that we might make wise choices, especially for our young people, God. We know your word says that even the thought of foolishness is sin, so save us, Lord, from such thoughts, that we might be a disciplined people, we might be focused, Lord, in serving you and fulfilling your plan, your desire, and your purpose for each one of us. So we give you our thanks this morning for choosing us, and I pray that we might realize that choice and we might be a fulfillment. Our lives might be a fulfillment of giving honor and praise to you and serving our generation well. We praise for thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.